So let's review. Our shir began with the well-known machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. Itmar, lechi ho'emim me'elav. A lechi which just happened to be at the entrance of a mavi and was not put there specifically to allow carrying the mavi. Abaye amar, have a lechi. Abaye says it is a valid lechi. Rava amar lo have a lechi. Rava says it is not a valid lechi. At first, the Gemara assumes that this machlokes applies as well to mechitza hasui me'eleha, a partition that was there naturally and was not specifically made to enclose the area. The Gemara proceeds to bring four proofs that a mechitza asui me'eleha is a valid mechitza. The proofs come from the following cases: a sukkah with trees as walls, a wall of reeds used as a corner of pasi barais to enclose the area around the well, a tree that forms a canopy and walls over an area where one may carry on Shabbos, where one establishes his Shabbos residence on a mound or in a cleft in a rock by making an eruv tchumen. The first three proofs are rejected because each case may be speaking of where the trees or reeds were planted for the purpose of making a mechitza. The last proof, though, stands since mounds and clefts and rocks are not man-made. Based on this last proof, the Gemara concludes, Ela b'mechitzas kuliyam lo pligi dehavi mechitza. Everybody agrees that a mechitza asui me'eleha is a valid mechitza. Abaye and Rava only argue about a lechi. Abaye holds lechi mishum mechitza. A lechi works because it is considered to be a partition. Therefore, lechi ho'emim me'elav is valid, just as mechitza asui me'eleha is valid. Rava holds lechi mishum hekera. A lechi works because it serves as a reminder. Therefore, lechi ho'emim me'elav is not valid because evida be a daim have ye hacker, ve'iloi loy have ye hacker. If it was placed there for this purpose, people take note, and it serves as a reminder. If it was just there, it does not serve as a reminder. The Gemara cites two brises which seem to prove lechi ho'emim me'elav have a lechi. First, the Brisa says that bricks that protrude from a wall within three tvachim of each other can combine to form a lechi by dint of lavud. Now, the bricks don't seem to have been made to protrude for this purpose. The Gemara rejects the proof, because perhaps they were built this way for the purpose of making a lechi. And the Brisa is just teaching that even though it looks like it was left there that way, to add more bricks later, it is still a proper reminder. Second, a Brisa teaches about an indented wall, where the wall itself serves as a lechi, apparently, even though it was not made for this purpose. The Gemara rejects this proof as well, with the same argument. Perhaps it was built this way for the purpose of making a lechi, and it is teaching, nir mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim nidun mishim lechi. Even though the lechi is not visible from inside the mavi, it is still a valid lechi. Finally, the Gemara relates an incident where Rav once told his shamash not to rely on the palm tree as a lechi, since they had not relied on using it as a lechi before Shabbos, implying that had they been relying on it, the tree would have been a valid lechi, even though it was not put there on purpose, clearly supporting Abaye. In fact, Rashi points out that this is one of the six cases of Yalkagam, where we paskin like Abaye rather than Rava. The Gemara pointed out at the onset that, as in the case of Rav, if they did not rely on this lechi o'im me'elav before Shabbos, for example, they had put up another lechi, which subsequently fell down on Shabbos, all agree that they cannot now rely on this lechi ho'im me'elav. The machlokes Abaye v'Rav is only in the case where they did rely on this lechi o'im me'elav to permit carrying in this mavir. The following Mishnah lists three halachas which would apply even if a live animal was used. Zok the Mishnah. Bachol oisin lechiyayin, afilu b'davar shiyesh b'ruachayim. Remei oiser. Anything may be used for a lechi, even a live animal, and Remei forbids it. U'metame mishum goylu, Remei metahar. Although live animals generally are not susceptible to tumah, if it was used as a tomb cover, it becomes tameh. Remei argues here too, and is metahar, it does not become tameh. V'chayis v'nalav gitei nashim, Rabbi Yisrael Glili paisel. We may write a get, a divorce document, on a live animal, and Rabbi Yisrael Glili invalidates it. The Gemara explains both Rabbi Yisrael Glili and the Rabbanan each understand the halacha about what a get may be written on from the pasuk v'chasav lo sefer krisis. Rabbi Yisrael Glili learns, V'chasav lo teaches that one may write even on things that are not parchment, while Sefer teaches that it must be written on something similar to a Sefer, and that it is not food or a living thing. The Rabbanan learn, V'chasav lo teaches that she cannot get divorced with money. Sefer just teaches that the get should tell the story of the divorce. Tangentially, the Gemara teaches several additional halachas of Gittin that are derived from this pasuk in different ways, according to their respective opinions. Zok the Mishnah, Shiyara shachansa bebika vikifua klei behema metat lemetoicha. A caravan had encamped in an open field over Shabbos, in which one may not carry on Shabbos because it's a carmelis. To solve this problem, they encircled the area with the trappings and utensils of the animals. They obviously don't have enough materials to create a complete partition. Therefore, the Mishnah gives the three minimum requirements for a mechitza. Ubavat shehe gedr gevaya sar tfacham. The partition must be at least 10 tfacham high. V'lo yiu pirtzes yiseris al binyan. The total gap should not be more than the total walls, otherwise known as paritz meruba lo imit. Kol pirtza shi ke'eser amis mutaris mimnei shi ke'pesach. Yes, mikan aser. An opening of up to 10 amis is considered a doorway, and they may carry an enclosed area. An opening of more than 10 amis is considered a breach, and they may not carry there. Itmar, paritz ko'imit. If the open space is exactly the same as the fencing, there is a machlekes. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, it is a valid mechitza and they may carry there. His reasoning, Hachi Agmi Rachmana LaMoisha, Loi Tifritz Ruba. The halacha Moshe Messina was taught to Moshe as, do not leave most of the enclosure open, therefore 50-50 is okay. Rav Hunabri De Yeshua Amar Aser, it is not a valid mechitza and they may not carry there. His reasoning, it was taught to Moshe as, Gadar Ruba, enclose most of it, therefore 50-50 is not a valid partition. The Gemara goes on to bring several proofs, some of which appear on this daf. The proof is left as a question on Rav Huna B'Rei de Yeshua, because our Mishnah invalidates only a mechitza of Pirtzes Yiseris al Binyan, where the breaches are more than the wall. But if they are the same, the implication is that it is okay. The Gemara next cites a braisa in Masechta Sukkah, which okays a sukkah which apparently had equal spaces of non-kosher schach, such as a spit, which is metal, and kosher schach, which seems to contradict Rav Huna B'Rei de Yeshua. Similarly, the Gemara cites a braisa which elaborates on the case of the caravan encampment and okays the enclosure as long as the open space between animals does not equal the width of an animal, clearly implying that if the ratio of open and closed sections is exactly 50-50, it is not a valid mechitza, contradicting Rav Papa. Both would answer that they are speaking of a case where kishe nichnis v'yoytze. It was not exactly 50-50. Rather, there is some wiggle room. In both cases, the open space is actually more than the closed part. In the case of the sukkah, a spit could easily fit in the space between two other spits, leaving us with more kosher schach than non-kosher schach. Therefore, it's a kosher sukkah even according to Rav Huna B'Rei de Yeshua. In the case of the caravan, an animal can easily get through the space between two animals. Therefore, the mechitza is not valid even according to Rav Papa. This discussion continues on the next daf.